Welcome to Small Business Big Network, the podcast for small business owners who want big results from their networking. I'm Liz Drury, a freelance voiceover artist who knows that if you're not working, then networking could help. Gemma Adair is the founder of Riada Consulting. She's also a podcast host and the trustee of a charity. When it comes to networking, Gemma advises that you just keep on going because you never know where it's going to lead. Thank you very much for being my guest on the podcast, Gemma.
Delighted to be here. Thank you so much, Liz, for having me.
Now, you're a marketing expert running a consultancy business, but you haven't always worked for yourself, I know. So tell me something about your career journey and what brought you to this point.
Yeah, so, I've been in marketing now for over 20 years and predominantly within the sort of tech space. So I actually started my first marketing position for a college, actually. So it was a sort of temporary marketing exec position. Was there for about, I would say, maybe 10 or 11 months. And then I moved on to tech sort of in 2011. So I've been working within the tech space for quite a long time and predominantly working with Microsoft partners. I did work for a AWS, Amazon Web Services partner at one point for about 8 or 9 months. And then I basically went into the Microsoft space and decided, just if I don't do it now, I'll never do it. And sort of decided to sort of commit to this full time. So that's what I did after, you know, working in the corporate world. And it's been something on the cards for quite a long time, to be honest as well. Yeah.
And so what was it that attracted you to marketing in the first place and to the tech space in particular?
So I believe there's been a few anchors, should I say, up until this point, or should I say influence, or, you know, to where I am right now. So when I was younger, 15, 16, I actually was a skincare consultant for Clarins UK. I that was my first sort of, you know, taster of marketing, you know, products, point of sale, that kind of thing, customer service and so on. So I was actually working with them for about 6 years. And I worked with them part-time up until, yeah, around about sort of midway through university as well. I've always had an interest in marketing, but I think when I started with my degree, I kind of played it safe and went for a business degree at the time. But I always had an interest in, you know, different events and so on and so forth. And I think what also has had an influence of me with my sort of experience or wanting to do marketing is that I actually grew up in a pub where there was many sort of different events and so on that my sister was managing. So I think the influence kind of stems back quite a few, early days, way back when.
Yeah. So how long ago did you start your business and what was it that made you ultimately take that leap?
So I actually registered my business back in 2017, but sort of committed full time in 2022. And I actually wanted to launch my business around the 2016 mark, but my mom passed away at that point. So I gave it some time. I held off and basically 2017 was working along the business. You could say it was kind of my side hustle way back when. So I knew I wanted to commit full time, but I was kind of in roles at the time working alongside the business then. So 2022, I decided, you know, I need to commit to this full time. If I don't do it now, I never will. And it's been roughly, I would say, 3 years coming now, and never a dull moment. I've not looked back since. And it's taught me so much about myself and just about business in general.
And has it been easier or harder than you thought it would be?
So I think just like the 9 to 5, or just like, you know, just like the corporate world or working for someone else, it has its It definitely has its challenges. I think I'd be lying if I said that, yeah, no, it's all plain sailing and so on and so forth. Definitely does have its own challenges. I think when you go into business, or when you run a business or a consultancy or whatever it may look like, you wear multiple different hats. So your HR, your sales, your marketing, your client delivery in terms of projects and so on. So it keeps it interesting. I think it does kind of, you tap into skills and different things that you never knew you had, you know. So it's things kind of get brought to light, or brought to the surface, should I say, when you run a business, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So how has it grown since you started?
So I would say it's grown quite a bit. And I'd say both in confidence and from a sort of a revenue perspective as well. I think both areas have grown. I think and anyone could probably sort of speak to this. When you are a consultant, it can be up, down in terms of sort of revenue, in terms of just like different projects that you're managing and so on. So there can be times when, revenue doesn't come through, and then there's times where it does. So it's been quite challenging, but it's also been quite rewarding in that sense as well. But it's definitely grown, and I'm looking forward to the future ahead and what's to come, for sure.
So tell me something about the kind of clients that you have and what you do for them.
So my clients right now are predominantly within the sort of tech space, and they can range from your sort of mid-range sort of tech company to your, what we call your large sort of Microsoft sort of partners, systems integrators, that kind of thing. And currently right now it can be a mix. So I can act as either, I can be a consultant, so purely consultancy, advising them on what they need to do, or it can be a case of I act as interim support. So that would be sort of going in-house, working with their teams in terms of, setting a strategy, or perhaps reviewing an existing strategy. Some clients want to break out into certain markets, certain industries. So it's really kind of evaluating the market and basically creating a strategy and an execution plan off the back of that. So I would say, in terms of what I do and what I offer, I'm very much so in the generalist sort of marketing space. I don't specify in any particular type of marketing, like sometimes you'd have like digital marketing, you'd have, and then you'd have the traditional, but I sort of sit within that kind of mix of things. So when I do consult, or when I do act as an interim support, I have a kind of a broad understanding of the kind of marketing mix, the different channels, and work with the organization and different stakeholders on what's right for them, what's top of mind. At the end of the day, it's about revenue, it's about traction, it's about sort of getting their name out there and generating pipeline for sales.
And so what kinds of results are your clients seeing? What feedback are they giving you?
So definitely from a sort of a revenue perspective. So seeing the results from the revenue side of things. Also just with some companies, it's very much so a brand awareness. It's getting the brand out there. It's tapping into different sort of channels and getting traction that way. One of the things I do also with my work with clients is how they can tap into their partnerships and their partnership ecosystems. So really kind of leveraging different channels to help them grow, to help them scale, but also, kind of creating opportunities where they can have and extend that conversation to which they hadn't and probably had before, or tap into new markets and so on. So it's very much so different ways in terms of the feedback, or different things in terms of feedback that they come back with. So revenue, awareness, creating a demand, getting them in front of the people that they need to get in front of, both from a partner and sort of customer perspective as well. So it's it's different things for sure. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that you're also a podcast host. So tell me what your podcast is and who is it for?
I am. So this is something that I've always wanted to do. But again, I thought if I don't do it now, I never will. So I decided to create a podcast on what's sales and marketing got to do with it. And basically this podcast focuses very much so around sales and marketing. I interview sales and marketing leaders, professionals within the industry, and it's cross-industry, these sales and marketing professionals sit. And it's really, it's not about tactics, it's not about strategies on some podcasts that tend to cover that. It's more about them as individuals, you know. What keeps them up at night? What's top of mind? You know, what's their story? And how do they get into sales and marketing? And some of these individuals have transitioned out of the sales and marketing space and gone and done their own things. So again, that just kind of adds to their story. I also interview sort of early stage sort of sales and marketing professionals. At times, you know, what's a focus of mine is graduates, so the young talent that comes into that space. And really the podcast is for people to get insight into what sales and marketing is. You know, I think there is the preconceptions that sort of sales is, you know, for, you know, they just go to social events and, you know, talk to people and so on and so forth. And then marketing, you know, oh, they're just they color in things. They're creative and so on. So it's really about that education piece about, well, it's not just that. It's a lot more than that. You know, we are both sales and marketing. I'm a firm believer on sales and marketing alignment. Marketing is the heart of the organization. It drives a lot internally and externally. And there's a lot of moving plates, moving parts, you know, both sales and marketing individuals are multifaceted. And, you know, outside of work, they're also people. They're moms, they're dads, they're, you know, they have children, some of them. So it's kind of really shedding light on that. And for a different type of conversation to be had internally in some organizations where, you know, there's those misconceptions or maybe misalignment.
Yeah. And I know you're also a trustee for a charity. You wear a lot of hats, Gemma. So what's the charity and what does it do?
Yeah. So I'm a proud trustee. Absolutely love my role for the Elita Foundation. And we help, we develop and deliver leadership programs which support sort of the underrepresented sort of backgrounds and young people in, you know, from those backgrounds. And we work with a lot of great corporate organizations that support these young people. And it's basically changing their mindsets. It's turning the impossible to what's possible. And for them to really kind of build confidence, to leverage their skills, leverage their abilities, and to really unlock their potential of becoming leaders of tomorrow. This is my first ever trustee role. And it's been, well over a year now, and it's gone by so quickly, and it's been absolutely amazing. I've learned so much about just the role of a trustee. I've learned also about other trustees and the team that I work with on the board, and also I've learned a lot about myself. So it's been an incredible journey. And if anyone's seeking a trustee role, I would definitely recommend it. If you're passionate about a particular sort of vision or drive that organization or, you know, what they're trying to achieve.
So what kind of impact have you seen the charity having on these young people?
So, I've had firsthand sort of experience. I think that's why I love the trustee role is I get to speak to these young people myself. And I think, you know, when we refer to sort of impact, there's nothing quite like young people coming up to you and saying that the Elita Foundation has changed their lives. You know, they've evolved as young people. They have, you know, sort of got onto these programs which they never thought would have been possible before, you know. So I think just the kind of the creating opportunities, I think what's really key as well as what I hear from these young people is just the sheer passion that we have as a board, as an organization. And we're all very driven. We're all very, you know, focused on helping these young people achieve what they want to achieve. And, you know, we will not stop until they achieve that and, you know, take them on that journey. And, you know, I think what's really key as well is just leveraging our networks as trustees, as experienced professionals in our fields, to open doors for these individuals as well. So I think it's mind-blowing, just the impact that, and this is just one organization, can have on young people.
So let's talk about networking now. How do you like to network for your business?
That's a very good question, because it's networking is a topic that I'm quite passionate about. I love networking, and a close friend of mine says, you know, it's about networking, not working. You know, so when you do go out there and you do sort of, you know, network with people, it's about, I think what's really key when people network, or what I've done, is it's all about getting to know that other individual, that other party. It's about, you know, just being really inquisitive about what it is that they do, what they're passionate about, you know, what role do they currently hold, you know, outside of what they do, what, you know, what are their interests and that kind of thing. So with me, I tend to network in a variety of ways. And I think where my networking has stemmed from is where it all kind of stemmed from is networking within the organizations that I worked for. Mm-hmm. And I would say that that's quite essential to being in marketing, because in marketing, because you are the heart of the organization, and because you are networking or building relationships and nurturing relationships with different stakeholders, internal and external to the business, it almost became a natural thing to network and build relationships with people. So if I look back on my career, I'd say that's what I did. I networked with people. I made connection. I empathized. I connected with them. I think what was also key for me is to create impact amongst my network, and to create impact, you know, for individuals. So through my corporate sort of experience, you know, networking, I also attend a lot of different events. I've actually got one this evening that I'm going to at a local university in my area, which is the University of West London. So that's a business event that I'm going to attend. The other thing is just sort of industry events. So whether that be marketing events or whether that be tech specific events. I'm also an advocate within the kind of tech community and what, you know, within the Microsoft community. So again, just networking, just having conversations, I think it's all about how can I support, how can I add value. With networking, it's not about take. I think there's a lot of, I think networking is misunderstood, where it's kind of like, well, what's in it for me?
Yeah.
And really it's about how can we help each other.
Yes.
How, you're like, what do you need from me? How can I support you? Could I potentially introduce you to someone that can help you, you know, with that challenge that you may have, or get you to a point that you need to get to, you know?
Yeah.
So I tap into my network in a lot of different ways, or network in many different ways. And it's great. People are great. You know, it's great to get to know others.
Do you think that you approach it in a different way now that you're doing it for your own business than when you were doing it in the corporate space?
That's very interesting, because I think the probably the scenario of my networking now has changed because I'm now in business. But I think from what I've learned from networking in the corporate world, I just take those sort of transferable skills, mm-hmm. essentially, and kind of integrate them in my networking style of things right now and what I do on the business side of things. And I think, yeah, it's about having that conversation. It's about just finding out more, asking questions, being inquisitive. But as you quite rightly mentioned, it's slightly different now that I'm in business because it's a different conversation to be had. But essentially, you're asking questions, you're being inquisitive, what's your challenge? That kind of thing.
And is networking something that you encourage other people to do? I'm thinking about the young people that you meet through your charity, for example.
Yeah, I definitely any sort of word of advice or tips or tricks that I can sort of extend out to young people. I'm really passionate about the leaders of tomorrow, future generations. And I think it's about kind of just showing them what's possible with networking. Recently, I actually did a speaking session at a university. And one of the topics was around sort of like marketing, building your brand, networking, and so on and so forth. And just kind of giving them some tips and guidance about, you should never become sort of complacent within or stagnant where you are. You've got to keep moving, just keep moving. And you'll get the no's and so on, but how can you change the no's into yeses, mm-hmm. and just keep that moving? And I think it's all about, if you keep moving and keep networking, you just never know who you will come across. You just never know how they can support you and help you. An example I give, and I constantly give this example of networking. I worked with someone many, many moons ago, 15 years ago. They worked for a partner, I worked for a partner. And, they started their own company and they're now recommending me to people there that they know in their mm-hmm. network. And that's 15 years later.
Yeah.
So I think kind of giving them those examples, I'd like to think that they get those aha moments or the penny drops and they think, actually, Gemma has a point here. She's got firsthand experience of what it is to build a network and to get out there. And don't get me wrong, it's not easy. We're not confident 100% of the time.
No.
So it's really about just, sometimes you have to just put yourself out there and bite the bullet, as they say,
yeah.
and just see where it goes. You'd be very surprised. And like I said, some of the examples that I share with young people, I always encourage them to just, you've got to shine. Just get out there.
Yeah.
People want to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. So finally, Gemma, if people want to know more about you and your business and the charity, what's the best place for them to find you?
So they can go onto my website, and that's www.riadaconsultancy.com. I'm also on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, with the sort of podcasts. I've got the videos on YouTube and also I'm on Spotify as well. But I would say out of those channels, you could probably connect with me better on LinkedIn. I'm always on LinkedIn, so I'm quite active on that channel. And it'll be either Gemma Adair or you can follow my company page, which is Riada Consultancy.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for being my guest. I've really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you so much, Liz. And yeah, have a good day.
Thanks for listening to Small Business Big Network. If you found this podcast useful, please do rate, review, and subscribe. And don't forget to share it with the rest of your network too.